When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And then I have to go to a lunch with Dan Seaman afterwards.
Oh, will you tell him the truth about this podcast?
What?
Tell him the truth about this podcast.
The truth? What is the truth?
That it's your podcast and you really don't need Kenny's contribution.
It's not my podcast.
It should be from all
it
the emails
It has a logo of your face on it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Emperor, anything you want to say to Kenny about that?
You will find that it is you who are mistaken. About a great many things.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the secret to dealing with the emperor. Call him a hooplehead a couple of times. Belittle him. Make fun of him. Ask him about the tie. Do that thing where you go, hey, what do you got on your chest here? And then you tap the bottom of his chin. Do
God,
that.
God, no. Uh-huh. I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
that's the bottom of his chin.
Yeah. You go, like, oh, you got a little something on your tie, and then you go smack.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, and, okay.
Ask him for all of us, Dan. Just what is it that you do here?
It seems like you need to just go out to lunch with Dan because you have a lot of things that you're thinking about and doing. And yeah.
I mean, you should probably eventually tell him where you live so he can come meet you. And,
I just know one solid thing not to do to Dan.
Yeah.
Never accuse him or even allude to him possibly telling a lie. Because then those are fighting words.
Oh, like, well, you lied about this?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't do that.
How many times have you tried that, Kenny?
Thank you, Lex. That was,
How many times have I been fighting?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, bottom line, Dawn, have fun today.
Well,
I mean,
you know
have
what?
Fun.
Here's the real truth. It's with Donna, Steve, and Rocco, so I won't get a word in edgewise. I'll just sit there and eat.
Cool.
Yeah. We're going to Red Lobster.
Wait a minute. wait, just a damn moment.
What's going on?
Why is Dan taking 9 to noon
this
to
is
Red
why.
Lobster?
Because they call Rocco DJ Rock Lobster. Okay, so Don and Steve were like, we're going to take you to Red Lobster. This was just a lunch between them, and then they invited me. Then Dan was listening, and he texted all of us and said, I want to go to Red Lobster with you guys. And we're like, sure, if you're going to pay. So we're assuming he's picking up the check.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it's that easy, I'm going to start calling Alexis Murray's. I'm going to,
Murray.
Yeah. Murray, Lex, it doesn't really flow, but we can think of something. Murray Myrtle.
Get a picture of him, because not only will the tie be tucked, he'll have one of those throwaway bibs
those
on.
Those bibs.
Oh, plastic.
I just... Yeah. What kind of shenanigan is this?
I know. Is this all we needed to
do? We've been here for 13 years, and he hasn't even taken us to McDonald's for a value meal.
Look what I've started.
I'm texting him right down now.
No. What are you going to say?
Jason, hold on a minute.
Where do we want to go?
I'm leaving him a voicemail. Hold on a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
You're taking Donna and Steve and Rocco and Dawn and Kevin Berger and Colleen, and you're taking everyone to Red Lobster? Where are you taking the morning show, Mr. Man? Okay, there we go.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Wait a response.
I don't think he's going to invite me along because a couple of weeks ago he asked if he could come over because he was going to be in the neighborhood. And I told him no.
No. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just flat out said no.
Okay. Well, I'll,
Did you say meet me at the hardware store?
Well, the voicemail's been
sent. If you're lucky,
sent.
I'll be there.
Good. I'll await a response. Oh, let's take a break, and we'll be back after this. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. If you can't listen to us live, listen to us later. So, Dawn just revealed just some shocking information that that the emperor, the vice president or whatever his dumb title is, he's taking out the 9 to noon show, and basically, like, interns. He's taking everybody out to Red Lobster.
Donna, Steve, Rocco, and I.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Interns.
What interns? Yeah, are you talking about, Jason?
I don't know. So, he's taking a lot
a
of people.
Oh, here's a phone call. Hold on.
Yeah, we got a phone call. Now, okay. Kenny,
Lex,
play. Kenny, Lex, play along with me, okay?
Sure. Yeah, what was that?
Hi, B. Arthur.
Oh,
hi, B. B.
Oh, she's still. Okay, she's like Dawn's still fielding the call there.
Okay, we are.
Okay.
Do we have B. Arthur?
Yes, we do.
Okay, here we go. Hi, B.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She was doing this really weird voice, and I wasn't sure who it was. I go, "Do you want to be on the air?" I was like, "This just could be a random person."
Rando.
I was like, "Do you want to be on the air, ma'am?"
Yeah.
I'm.
Hi, B.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, your voice sounds so nice today. How are you doing?
Okay. What's up?
Good morning, Amy.
Kenny, doesn't Amy look lovely today?
Good morning, Amy. It's nice to hear from you.
Okay, this is very suspicious. What's going on?
Today. How is your over whole the family? Radio?
Yeah, oh, good question. Did you hear Kenny? How's your whole family?
Tell us about everyone.
Okay,
mom, dad, brother,
what,
sister.
This is super sus. What's going on?
Niece.
No, we just right, Kenny, Lex. We just
How's
wanted to call.
How's your cute puppy?
Oh yeah, please
Quinn.
Tell us. Please fill the next 4 minutes with talk of your cute puppy.
Sweet baby.
Quinn, she's adorable. She's sitting right here on the balcony with me.
Yeah. Well, good.
What do you want?
Amy, there's a lot that you do for us on a daily basis. Is there anything we can do for you?
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. All of this is crap. All of this is crap. What is going on?
You know,
What do you want?
You know how I think of the saying is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You're our friend right now. Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's our enemy?
Dan.
Great.
He's not that's my awesome. Enemy.
The emperor.
That's awesome.
Except for Dawn. Dawn is Switzerland in this because she gets to benefit.
She's benefiting.
I don't know, lovely, beautiful, beautiful middle manager, Amy, if you heard what's happening, but Dan is taking Donna and Steve and Dawn and Rocco and Kevin Berger, and he's taking Colleen and the boys,
Tree Ryder,
Katie K9,
oh my,
Luca.
It's a big table. We better call ahead.
He's taking all of these people to Red Lobster today.
Mm. Red Lobster?
Did you know that?
Yeah, just because.
Red Lobster?
Yeah, just because Donna and Steve call Rocco Lobster or something.
DJ Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
Yeah, okay.
Clomp.
That's why they're going to... Hold it. Seriously, put a pin in it. He's taking them to lunch at Red Lobster.
Here's the deal. Donna and Steve wanted to take Rocco to Red Lobster because he's DJ Rock Lobster. Then they invited me. Then Dan heard us talking about it, and he texted us and said, I want to go to Red Lobster with you guys.
Okay, thank goodness. I thought he decided to take you to Red Lobster, which would be bizarre.
Yeah, no.
And I'm pretty sure that they agreed because they think he might pick up the check.
Yeah, good luck with that, kids.
Oh, yeah. okay, I better save my money. That wallet
has more bats than a belfry. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Bring a 20, Don.
I've got it.
Yeah. So bring a 20. I mean, fair is fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we going, Aim? Forget them.
Oh, God, good question.
Should we go to Murray's and put it on Dan's expense account? I mean, where can we go
that
for lunch?
That sounds lovely. I could use a steak. How about you guys?
J.D. Yes. Hoyt's?
Like pork chop or
I mean, yes. I have an expense account. Whatever.
Yeah. That's right.
What about that place next to Von Maur?
I'm the middle manager.
What's that called?
Oh, Baltimore.
Yes. I haven't been there yet.
They're a partner of my talk. They have expensive steaks. Let's go to Baltimore.
Let's see. Yeah, what is the most expensive restaurant in the Twin Cities?
I don't know.
I think Manny's. Murray's.
Yeah,
Manny's. I think Manny's might be the most expensive.
Oh, no. Gavin Kaysen's Demi. That's $600 per person.
What? Oh, let's go.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, $600.
And how many of us are there? Five.
Four.
Kenny
even
come
though
into town,
yeah, come on,
yeah, Kenny will fly in for this just to piss off Dan. Kenny will go to Canada
so that's $3,000.
Oh my God,
you got that right.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
You must have gotten a raise from that Marconi we just won.
Yeah,
right. Or we could go to U Garden.
Yes, we love that place.
No, guys. Now,
food.
No, this is what we do, and unfortunately, this cannot include Dawn because she'll be at the other table. But Amy, Lex, Kenny. Yep. We go to Red Lobster too, and we just sit
the same day.
We sit across from them.
Oh my God!
12:30
today.
It's today.
It's today.
Today at 12:30.
Oh yeah, I'm busy. Oh man, yeah, I'm out.
At what time? 1:30.
12:30. Yeah, I guess we shouldn't be saying that on the air.
Where's the Red Lobster, Don?
There's one in Roseville. It's the one that Jason worked.
We've just given
okay.
Away.
Oh yeah, I was okay.
going to
say.
And Jace, no. Jace will go and we'll order. Jace will go and we'll order biscuits, garlic cheesy biscuits,
those cheddar biscuits
with jelly.
Yeah. And send it to the table.
And send it to their table.
Yeah. Well, so let's just we're going to go to an expensive lunch somewhere else.
Uh huh. Okay, guys. Seriously, I'm serious. If he's going to do that, then I'm going to take you guys to lunch. We're not going to go to whatever you said, Gavin Kaysen's place.
Yeah,
but we're going to go to a really nice lunch.
Yes.
And I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and we'll all put our leftovers on his desk.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and it'll stink up his office for a prolonged period of time.
Oh, and he will hate that.
Let me tell you a secret about Dan.
Okay.
When we have meetings with him, me, Sonia, Brooke, occasionally, like Sonia likes to chew gum, and occasionally she'll put it in a piece of gum, and then she'll have the wrapper. He will not let her throw her wrapper in his garbage can.
What? Why not? Oh,
that's psycho.
Because it's not his.
Kenny,
this is over the top cray-cray.
This is good
and
information.
And so one day I was like, fine, I'll just get it for her. And he almost threw up because he thought anyone breaking the plane of the garbage can is disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to throw some trash up in there.
That's who you're working for.
Yep, that's who we're working for. Well, we'll work on...
Very, very, very territorial about his garbage can.
Interesting.
We will work that to our advantage. Thank you for being a kind boss, and we look forward to our free lunch.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
We'll have a lovely time.
Peace be with you. Bye-bye.
I love you all.
We love you, too.
Bye.
There's B. Arthur. Bye. There's B. Arthur.
I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to make it.
We knew that.
We knew that, Kenny. Come on.
That's for real not going to happen.
Yeah, we knew that. Come on.
Can it be on a Wednesday? Because that's a good day for me. I do the podcast, and then I can just go to...
Great.
And Kenny, what I'll do is I'll just ship food up to you and put it on his account.
Well, where are you going to...
send me the money.
I'll just send you the money.
Because he doesn't want to give you his address.
A gift card.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Did you notice, Don? He didn't want it even. Yeah. 7:28 when we come back.
Yeah. Would you even know where to send it?
I don't even know where to send it.
I don't even have a ballpark.
Yeah, I don't either. We have some TV talk when we return. Stay with us.